This is James Devine with the Music Ed Podcast, and today I'm going to be interviewing Lori on how to get admin on your side.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
Lori, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Sure. So I grew up in Pennsylvania, where my father was my elementary and high school band director, and that inspired me to become a music teacher, specifically a band director. And during my time in college, I really had a liking to middle school band, and I thought that I had sixth grade humor. So I decided to go the route of middle school. I very much enjoy it. I've been teaching middle school band for over 15 years now. However, I've taken a little bit of a pause in the last few years to raise my children. And I have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. I've been on child rearing leave with them. But during that time, although I've been absent from a classroom 24/7, I've been very active musically and educationally with conducting, adjudicating. I write articles, many music education articles. I have my own column in Intune Monthly Magazine's Teacher Edition. And so the topic of this segment was one of the articles that I had written. So I'm excited to speak a little bit more about that.
Awesome. I'm excited to speak with you. And I think it's so cool that your dad was your band teacher. I got to do that with my own son in high school, though, not in elementary school. And it was kind of cool. Everyone knew that he was going to call me dad, and they trusted that I was going to be fair with him. In fact, if anything, I was probably a little bit stricter with him than my other students.
Yeah, I feel the same way about my father, as I called him, Mr. Schwartz.
That's cool that you called him Mr. Schwartz. I don't think my son and I ever figured it out. We just kind of went with it, and he ended up calling me dad. In your experience, what is the biggest challenge that music teachers face with admin?
Definitely gaining their trust, and gaining their trust that we are educating the whole child and not just working specifically with music and what they can do to improve musically, but are we educating them to be great citizens and understanding where music fits into the whole school-wide platform and what it can also do to help engage the community and bring a positive look to the school from the side of the community. Also, are we collaborating with our colleagues? We often feel very isolated as music teachers in our particular subject area and also within our classroom or our little corner of the school. And are we able to show support to our colleagues? Are we able to collaborate with them on different projects and see how music fits into their subject area and how their subject area may fit into ours? And then also, are we forming a positive image of the school? Particularly as ensemble directors, we are often the public image, what the public sees the most of or hears the most of coming from the school. And so are we reflecting that and representing our school in the most positive way and showing that we are a wonderful part of the school and its community?
Those are some great answers. I really appreciate that. That is such important things for music teachers to think about. What are some things that a new teacher can do to develop a good relationship with admin?
I have felt over the last few years, I have had different positions where, one, I started in a school that had been a junior, senior high mentality, and then it switched to the middle school, high school concept. And so that was really working with the administration to make that change. I was then at a school that had a revolving door of band directors. And so I had to gain the trust of not just the administration, but the school and the community. And then I was also asked to start a brand new school at a Title I school. And over the years, I started meeting with my administration on a quarterly basis. And I really feel that new teachers, if they could establish this habit of quarterly meetings with the administration, it will help them to review teaching performance with their administration, how they're doing as teachers and how their administration feels they are doing, how the students are doing. So not just for the administration to comment on the students' performance or performances, but also for the teacher to share with the administration what are some of the accomplishments of the students. For instance, not just the ensemble, but individuals. Maybe there's a student that made or was chosen for all-state band or all-county choir or something. And explaining to the administration what that means, that they are the top performer in that on that instrument or that voice part, or they've made the top 10% or something like that. But putting it in terms that an administrator could understand. Discussing goals with the administrator about where the music program is going and what you would like to do with the music program. Expectations of what your job as a new teacher is, not just in the building, but for the music program and with the community. Challenges that you might have or the administration might foresee that you might be having and how to help you. Discussing materials for instruction, so maybe realizing that you really need certain resources and you don't have them or you don't have the budget for them, and talking to your administrator and making them understand and helping them to realize that these would be exceptional tools for instruction in the classroom and what a difference they can make with, you know, benefiting the children's learning. And then maybe even just as simple as inviting your administrator to a performance. We often assume that principals and assistant principals have to attend everything. I don't think they do, but making feel as though they're invited to the performance is always a fantastic way to get them involved. Maybe they could be the greeter. Maybe they could be a narrator for a piece. Maybe they could, conduct in quotes, a piece or play the triangle or something, but just inviting them to those performances. So I think it's really establishing these meetings and letting your administration know that you're going to be doing this frequently, maybe once a marking period or once a semester. And not that they should fear that something bad is coming, but you just want to keep the lines of communication open.
I love that. That is really a lot of meat there in your statement that you provided. I especially love the fact of inviting the admin. I know at one of the schools I taught at, the admin would frequently not come to concerts because they knew that event was under control. They went to some of the sporting events because sometimes some fights would break out or people would be too rowdy. But the choir concerts, the band concert, the drama performances, they knew that those were set pretty well. So it was good to invite them. I also had a rotating lineup of athletic directors for a while. And I established that meeting thing to kind of train my athletic directors. Here's what we did in the past and it worked really well. What do you think about that? And most of the time they went with what I had suggested once they realized it was something that had come about over time and not just a whim that I was having. Would you have any different advice? For example, for me, I'm an older teacher. I'm 52 now. And when I look around at my middle school, not only do the middle schoolers look young, but most of the staff look young. And even one of my assistant principals, he's probably about 30 years old, and he's right about the age of what my children are. Would you have any different suggestions for an older teacher?
Well, it's interesting that you bring this up because in the most recent edition of The Instrumentalist, my friend and columnist Trey really recently wrote an article on this topic for The Instrumentalist where he referred to himself as a geezer teacher.
I saw that article.
And his young administrator as a whippersnapper. And so I feel like I'm right in the middle. I just recently turned 40. And so I feel as though I'm seeing these young whippersnappers. And I feel like I probably was one of them, you know, not too long ago coming through. But then I also feel as though I've got this old traditional soul inside of me. So I sort of had that geezer mentality. So I feel like a lot of it has to do with understanding where your administrator is coming from, if he is younger or older, less experienced or more experienced, and what knowledge he or she brings. I think we're seeing a wave of very young administrators coming through. What's the reason for that? I'm not really sure. But I feel like the older teachers need to realize that these administrators have numerous demands that are placed on them as far as meeting standards and evaluation expectations and so forth. And they may not even realize what we can do as music educators to bring the children to the highest level of learning. So again, I think it comes back to just communicating and, you know, setting up that time to meet with your administrator, regardless if you're the younger or the older or vice versa.
That sounds like some really great advice. And I'm definitely in the geezer group. I even see it when I go to honor band things where other directors, and we have a really good retirement program here in Colorado that unfortunately incentivizes people to retire at about my age, 52. But I got into this a little bit later. So a lot of my colleagues are retiring at the height of their career, I think. And so it's making me be even more the older one, the further I go along. So over my years of teaching, I've learned a couple of important things to admin. I know they like to be kept informed, and they like for you to follow through on discipline. And something that I try to always do with all of my admin is to meet their deadlines. So I am never late on a required piece of paperwork or response from something. What are some other things that might be important to admin that maybe especially band directors or music teachers don't always think about?
Sure. I really like that you brought up about the deadlines. And I think that that's one of the most important things. I also believe that replying, not just in a timely fashion, but with all of the information present in one either email or one response, rather than, oops, I forgot to attach this, or oops, I meant to add this. And we've all gotten those emails before and things like that. But making sure that we're proofreading and we're either drafting an email or we're drafting a letter or we're thinking about our thoughts before we do respond to administration, so that all of the information is in one place and they don't have to go back and finding it elsewhere. I also think that the term rigor is widely used in our field of education to describe instruction, learning, and expectations that are challenging academically, intellectually, and personally. I know that word is huge in our school system here in Maryland. Everything must be rigorous. And so making sure that you're aware of that and you're doing those things to be on top of rigor. I like to think of it as these three P's of importance of what is important to administration, and they are preparedness on both the part of the teacher and making sure that the teacher is prepared, and then the preparedness of the student. Are they ready for their performance? Are they ready for their assessment? Are they ready to take their knowledge to the next level? The second P being positivity. Are we being positive about our role in the student's learning? Are we being positive about our role in the school and how, as such a public figure as a music director, are we being positive in our image in the community? And then lastly, are we being persistent? Are we creating high quality learners? Are we collaborating with our staff and supporting our staff? And are we making connections to other subjects and real life scenarios within music?
I love that. That's awesome. Those three P's are great. I will probably put those in the show notes also so people can see those and maybe make a poster out of it for their stand or something.
Great.
In my 20 years of teaching, I've had some really great principals and I've had some okay ones. And then I've had one or two times where an adversarial relationship kind of developed. And sometimes it was because of something that the principal felt was very important, and I followed what I thought was the right procedure, but then they just were offering no support. What can a teacher do if an adversarial relationship develops or is already there, or they just don't feel like there's a good relationship there anymore?
I'll go back to that communication. Definitely communication is key. Often misunderstanding is what causes conflict to develop. And so there must have been some type of misunderstanding on either the part of the administrator or on our part as the teacher. I can recall a situation not too long ago when I had opened up this brand new building, and I went with the principal that I had worked with previously, and I was very excited to start the brand new music program at this school. And she brought on staff two assistant principals, of whom I enjoyed working with both of them very much. But they did not know my background. They didn't know my background with the previous principal, and they didn't know how strong my work ethic was. And so one of the assistant principals had questioned me on something before she really knew what was happening. She was checking up on my schedule and asking me if I was teaching every period, but didn't understand what the rotational sectional schedule looked like. And so it rotated. So one day my lunch may have been fourth period, but the next day it was fifth period. And so it was just a misunderstanding on her part, but she came at me a little bit, you know, with controversial, very conflicting. And so I could feel that coming from her very quickly. And so I immediately just, you know, paused and talked to her and just said, listen, I don't think you're understanding what's happening here. Let's talk about this. I don't particularly care for the way you're talking to me. And I said it in the kindest way possible. And I think it was also very a little nervous saying that to her. But I think she respected the fact that I brought that up very quickly. And I didn't want that to come, you know, to ruin our working relationship. And once she understood the schedule and realized that, you know, I was a strong worker and I was here for the best interest of the students, that relationship developed very well after that. So going back to communication is key. And when you feel that something might be going down that negative path, to address it. I don't know if at the age of 23, I would have done that. But now, you know, the older and wiser me realizes that we need to stop those things right away and just clear up the misunderstanding.
You know, I think you are probably way ahead of where I was. Because when I think about when the one or two instances I can think of, I was in my early 40s, and I would have handled that differently now, but I've become more bold in my confidence, I guess would be. And I think too, because I've always been a very good communicator, sometimes when I look back at some of these situations, they're not ones I'm going to go into detail here at this time, but sometimes I think it's actually a lack of bravery on the part of the admin. You know, we don't understand what kind of pressure they're getting from above them. So when I think about this adversarial relationship, specifically in my case, it was where it was a climate where there wasn't much disagreement allowed. And if someone got pressure from above, then they just went with what the pressure was and not necessarily what the right thing to do was. If that makes sense.
Yes, very much.
Lori, I appreciate so much your wisdom and advice in this area. What is the best way for our listeners to find more articles by you or find out more about you or just to hear some more of what you do and write?
Sure. They can visit me at my website, makingkeychanges.com. Or they can Google my name, Lori Schwartz-Reichel, and NAFME. And since January 2018, NAFME has been reposting each month one of my InTune articles on their Facebook, their website, their, I think it's called Music in a Minuet blog. And so all of the resources that I provide for InTune post a year later in conjunction with that particular month for NAFME. So they could Google me that way as well.
Awesome. I will post that in the show notes, the makingkeychanges.com. And that's spelled just like how it sounds, I guess.
Yes.
Awesome. I will put that in the show notes. Thank you so much for your time, for being here with us and taking some time out from being a mommy.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it very much.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.